भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके मूकं करोति वाचालं पिङ्गुलं नयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 24, text 45 and 46. These two verses are together. The name of this chapter is chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva. Snigdha pravrud ghana shyamam सर्वसौन्दर्य संग्रहम् चार्वायत चतुर्वाहु सुजात रुचिराननम् पद्मकोशपलासाक्षम् सुंदर भ्रूसुनाशिकम् सुद्विजं सुकपोलास्यं समकर्णाभिभूषणं स्निग्धप्रावृढघनश्यामं सर्वसौन्दर्यसंग्रहं चार्वायत चतुर्वाहु सुजात रुचिराननम् पद्मकोशपलासाक्षम् सुंदर भ्रूसुनाशिकम् सुद्विजं सुकपोलास्यम् समकर्णाभिभूषणम् स्निग्ध प्रावृढघनश्यामं सर्वसौन्दर्य संग्रहं चार्वायत चतुर्वाहु सुजात रुचिराननम् पद्मकोशपलासाक्षम् सुंदर भ्रूसुनाशिकम् सुद्विजं सुकपोलास्यम् समकर्णाभिभूषणम्. स्निग्ध ग्लिस्निंग प्रावृत रेनी सीजन घनश्यामम् densely cloud, densely cloudy, sarva, all, sandarya, beauty, sangraham, collection, charu, beautiful, ayata, bodily feature, chaturbahu, unto the four arms, Sujata, ultimately beautiful. Ruchira, very pleasing. Ananam, face. Padmakosa, the whole of the lotus flower. Palasa, petals. Aksham, eyes. Sundara, beautiful. Bhru, eyebrows. Sunasikam, raised nose. Sudivijam, beautiful teeth. Sukapola, beautiful forehead. Asyam, face. Samakarna, equally beautiful ears. Vibhushanam, fully decorated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Lord's beauty resembles a dark cloud during the rainy season. As the rainfall glistens, His bodily features also glisten. Indeed, He is the sum total of all beauty. The Lord has four arms and an exquisitely beautiful face with eyes like lotus petals, a beautiful, highly raised nose, a mind-attracting smile, a beautiful forehead, and equally beautiful and fully decorated ears. Purport. After the scorching heat of the summer season, it is very pleasing to see dark clouds in the sky. As confirmed in Brahma Sanhita, Varavatansang Asitam Buddha Sundarangam, the Lord wears a peacock feather in His hair, and His bodily complexion is just like a blackish cloud. The word Sundara or Snigdha means very pleasing. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya, Krishna's beauty is so pleasing that not even millions upon millions of cupids can compare to it. The Lord's form as Vishnu is decorated in all opulence. Therefore, Lord Shiva is trying to see that most opulent form of Narayan or Vishnu. Generally, the worship of the Lord begins with the worship of Narayan or Vishnu, whereas the worship of Lord Krishna and Radha is most confidential. Lord Narayan is worshipable by the Pancharatrika Vidhi or regulative principles. Whereas Lord Krishna is worshipable by the Bhagavat Vidhi. No one can worship the Lord in the Bhagavat Vidhi without going through the regulations of the Pancharatrika Vidhi. Actually, neophyte devotees worship the Lord according to Pancharatrika Vidhi or the regulative principles enjoyed in the Narada Pancharatra. Radha Krishna cannot be approached by the neophyte devotees. Therefore, temple worship according to regulative principles is offered to Lakshmi Narayan. Although there may be a Radha Krishna Vigraha or form, the worship of the neophyte devotee is acceptable as Lakshmi Narayan. Lakshmi Narayan worship. Worship according to the Pancharatrika Vidhi is called Vidhi Marga. And worship according to the Bhagavata Vidhi principles is called Raga Marga. The principles of Raga Marga are especially meant for devotees who are elevated to the Vrindavan platform. The inhabitants of Vrindavan, the gopis, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, the cowherd boys, the cows and everyone else are actually on the Raga Marga or Bhagavata Marga platform. They participate in five basic rasas, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya and Santa. But although these five rasas are found in the Bhagavata Marga, the Bhagavata Marga is especially meant for Vatsalya and Madhurya, or paternal and conjugal relationships. Yet there is the Vipralamba Sakya, the higher fraternal worship of the Lord especially enjoyed by the cowherd boys. Although there is friendship between Krishna and the cowherd boys, this friendship is different from the Aishwarya friendship between Krishna and Arjuna. Jai Sri Sri Gaurinitai, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Sri Sri Radhasyam, Sundara Lalita Visakhadevi Ki Jai. When Arjuna saw the Vishwarupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, he was afraid for having treated Krishna as an ordinary friend. Therefore, he begged Krishna's pardon. However, the cowherd boys who are friends of Krishna in Vrindavan sometimes ride on the shoulders of Krishna. They treat Krishna equally, just as they treat one another, and they are never afraid of him. Nor do they ever beg his pardon. Thus the Raga Marga or Bhagavata Marga friendship exists on a higher platform with Krishna, namely the platform of Vipralamba friendship. Paternal friendship, paternal service and conjugal service are visible in the Vrindavan Raga Marga relationships. Without serving Krishna according to Vidhi Marga regulatory principles of the Pancharatrika Vidhi, unscrupulous persons want to jump immediately to the Raga Marga principles. Such persons are called Sahajiya. There are also demons who enjoy depicting Krishna and his pastimes with the gopis, taking advantage of Krishna by their licentious character. These demons who print books and write lyrics on the Raga Marga principles are surely on the way to hell. Unfortunately, they lead others down with them. Devotees in Krishna consciousness should be very careful to avoid such demons. One should strictly follow the Vidhi Marga regulatory principles in the worship of Lakshmi Narayan, although the Lord is present in the temple as Radha and Krishna. Radha Krishna includes Lakshmi Narayan. Therefore, when one worships the Lord according to the regulatory principles, the Lord accepts the service in the role of Lakshmi Narayan. In the nectar of devotion, full instructions are given about the Vidhi Marga worship of Radha Krishna or Lakshmi Narayan. Although there are 64 kinds of offenses one can commit in Vidhi Marga worship, in Raga Marga worship, there is no consideration of such offenses because the devotees on that platform are very much elevated and therefore there is no question of offense. But if we do not follow the regulatory principles on the Vidhi Marga platform and keep our eyes trained to spot offenses, we will not make any progress. In his description of Krishna's beauty, Lord Shiva uses the words Charu Ayata Chaturvahu Sujata Ruchirananam, indicating the beautiful four-armed form of Narayan or Vishnu. Those who worship Lord Krishna describe him as Sujata Ruchirananam. In the Vishnu Tattva, there are hundreds and thousands and millions of forms of the Supreme Lord. But of all these forms, the form of Krishna is the most beautiful. Thus, for those who worship Krishna, the word Sujata Ruchirananam is used. The four arms of Lord Vishnu have different purposes. The hands holding a lotus flower and kansal are meant for the devotees, whereas the other two hands holding disc and mace or cloth are meant for the demons. Actually, all of the Lord's arms are auspicious. Whether they are holding kansals and flowers or cloths and discs, the demons killed by the Lord Vishnu's chakra disc and cloth are elevated to the spiritual world, just like the devotees who are protected by the hands holding the lotus flower and kansal. However, the demons who are elevated to the spiritual world are situated in the impersonal Brahman effulgence, whereas the devotees are allowed to enter into the Vaikuntha planets. Those who are devotees of Lord Krishna are immediately elevated to the Goloka Vrindavan planet. The Lord's beauty is compared to rainfall, because when the rain falls in the rainy season, it becomes more and more pleasing to the people. After the scorching heat of the summer season, the people enjoy the rainy season very much. Indeed, they even come out of their doors in the villages and enjoy the rainfall directly. Thus, the Lord's bodily features are compared to the clouds of the rainy season. The devotees enjoy the Lord's beauty because it is a collection of all kinds of beauties. Therefore, the word Sarva Sandarja Sangram is used. No one can say that the body of the Lord is wanting in beautiful parts. It is completely Purnam. Everything is complete. God's creation, God's beauty, and God's bodily features. All these are so complete that all one's desires can become fully satisfied when one sees the beauty of the Lord. The word Sarva Sandarja indicates that there are different types of beauties in the material and spiritual world, and that the Lord contains all of them. Both materialists and spiritualists can enjoy the beauty of the Lord, because the Supreme Lord attracts everyone, including demons and devotees, materialists and spiritualists. He is called Krishna. Similarly, his devotees also attract everyone. As mentioned in the Sada Goswami Stotra, Dhira Dhira Jana Priyau. The Goswamis are equally dear to the Dhira, means devotees, and Adhira, means demons. Lord Krishna was not very pleasing to the demons when he was present in Vrindavan. But the six Goswamis were pleasing to the demons when they were present in Vrindavan. That is the beauty of the Lord's dealing with his devotees. Sometimes the Lord gives more credit to his devotees than he takes for himself. For instance, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna fought simply by giving directions. Yet, it was Arjuna who took the credit of fighting. Nimitta matram bhava sabya sachi. Oh, sabya sachi, you can be but an instrument in the fight. Everything was arranged by the Lord, but the credit of victory was given to Arjuna. Similarly, in the Krishna consciousness movement, everything is happening according to the predictions of Lord Chaitanya. But the credit goes to Lord Chaitanya's sincere servants. Thus, the Lord is described herein as Sarva Sandarja Sangraham. जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश श्रीरूपं शक्रजातं सगणरघुनाथा नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कंचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विशभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। स्निग्ध प्रारुर्घनश्यामं सर्वसौन्दर्य संग्रहं चारवायत चतुर्बाहु सुजातरुचिराननं पद्मकोशपलाशाक्षं सुन्दरभ्रूशनाशिकं सुदीजं सुकपोलाश्यं समकर्णविभूषणम्। So here in these verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Shiva is describing the beauty of the Lord. As we have read in all these days, in this chapter, that when the Prachetas, the sons of Prachinavahi, went to perform austerity, they saw Lord Shiva, who was coming out from the water of the lake. So the Prachetas, they were actually ordered by Prachinavahi to get married and create progeny. But these sincere souls, 10 of them, the sons of Prachinavahi, they were so sincere and so devoted and so religious, so pious, that though his father ordered them to get married and create progeny, they did not immediately look for a wife to create progeny. In ordinary sense, a person would do that. When a person will be ordered by his father to get married and create progeny, Naturally, a person will look for a wife to create progeny. But the sincere souls, the prachetas, before looking for a wife, they wanted to please Lord Vishnu. Because they knew perfectly well that by pleasing Lord Vishnu, everything will be auspicious. By the mercy of Lord Vishnu, they can get a suitable good wife and they can create good progeny, and in that way they can fulfill their father's desire. So they went to perform austerity to please Lord Vishnu. But since they were very sincere in their heart, though they did not look for a spiritual master, still it was arranged by the Supreme Lord for them to find a spiritual master like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is also one of the acharyas of the four Vaishnava sampradayas. There is a Rudra sampradaya. So Lord Shiva has a sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya. And he is the original acharya of that sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya. So he is giving this transcendental knowledge about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is also Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu. He is the foremost Vaishnavas. That's why he appeared being inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to help these sincere souls, the prachetas, to instruct them in the path of devotional service. And when Lord Shiva met the prachetas, so he taught them a prayer by which, reciting, one can please Lord Vishnu very easily. So that's why it has been said that this song, sung by Lord Shiva. So this is the song. Lord Shiva is singing in glorification of Lord Vishnu. So in his glorification, after glorifying Lord Vishnu, now he wants to see the beautiful form of the Lord. And this is natural for a devotee. When a devotee glorifies the Supreme Lord and in this way purifies his senses, in purified senses, he desires to see this beautiful form of the Lord. He desires to talk to the Lord, to serve the Lord. This is natural for a devotee. So Lord Shiva, after glorifying the Supreme Lord Vishnu in various slokas, now he is describing the beautiful form of the Lord which he desires to see. And he intends through this that the prachetas would also follow him. As the spiritual master of the prachetas, Lord Shiva has told them in the beginning that you hear this prayer attentively. So that means Lord Shiva is also intending that the prachetas would follow him. Follow to recite these prayers, and in this way they can please Lord Vishnu. So in the previous verse, already Lord Shiva has expressed his desire to see the beautiful form of the Lord. He has already requested the Lord to show his beautiful form, which is always desired by the devotees. Krishna has different types of devotees. And different types of devotees have inclination of different forms of the Lord. Because the Lord has also many, many forms. He has his Vishnu form. He has also the forms of different incarnations. And in this way, the Lord manifests his innumerable forms. And the devotees, they are attracted to different kinds of forms of the Lord. Generally, those who are residing in Vaikuntha, they are attracted to the 400 form of the Lord, the Vishnu form of the Lord. That means those devotees who are attracted to the opulence of the Lord, Aishwarya, they are attracted to the 400 form of the Lord. In that way, they develop awe and reverence towards the Supreme Lord. So we see that devotees in Vaikuntha, they are attracted to the 400 form of the Lord. And also we see the devotees in Vaikuntha are also 400, like the Vishnu form. And also sometimes Lord Krishna, who is Brajendra Nandana, son of Nanda Maharaj, when he is in Vrindavan, he is in 200 form. But after he leaves Vrindavan in Mathura and Dwaraka, sometimes he is 200 and sometimes he is also 400. He manifests his 400 form. But in Vrindavan, the Lord is always 200 and always he is in his most beautiful form. That's why it has been stated that when Raghupati Upadha met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Allahabad, in the village of Adiyal, he had composed a verse which was very much pleasing to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this verse, he was very, very pleased with Raghupati Upadhyaya. So in that verse, Raghupati Upadhyaya said, Shyamam eva varam rupam. Among all the forms of the Lord, this Shyamasundara form of the Lord is the most beautiful form, most attractive form, the Shyamasundara form of the Lord, most beautiful and most attractive form. Shyamam eva varam rupam, puri madhupuri vara. And among all the abodes of the Lord, this Madhupuri, this Mathura, is the foremost, even greater than Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha janito vara Madhupuri. So this Mathura is even greater than Vaikuntha. And dheyam, vaya kaisarokam dheyam. And when one would meditate on the form of the Lord, then what form he should meditate? Kishor form. Vaya kaisarokam dheyam. The Kishore form of the Lord is very, very beautiful. Shyamasundar and Kishore form. In Vrindavan we see the Lord manifested his childhood pastimes. He was in child form. Then he gradually grew and came to the perfect form of Kishore. See, the Lord stood in Vrindavan in his manifested pastimes for 10 years, 8 months. So after 10 years, it's Kishore form, Kishore age starts. So the Lord manifested His Kishore form here in Vrindavan, which was very, very attractive to everyone. And specifically, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were very, very attached to this form of the Lord. And specifically the gopis, they were very, very attracted to the Kishore form of the Lord. That's why Srila Billo Mangal Thakur, he says that bhakti stvai sthirataram. Bhakti stvai sthirataram bhagavan yadishyat. Devenana phalatis divya kishora murti. So, my dear Lord, when I perform your pure devotional service, firm devotional service, then your that Kishore form is manifested. Divya, divine Kishore form is manifested within me. So that is the result of performing pure devotional service, when someone is attached to the Kishore form of the Lord. The Lord manifests that beautiful form, and in that way He attracts the heart of the devotees. And when a devotee is attracted to this Kishore form, then he does not care for any type of mukti or bhukti. That's why it is said that mukti swayam mukutlitan jali sevate asman dharmartha kama gataya samaya pratiksha. So this anyone who has attained this Kishore form of the Lord, then for him mukti is standing with folded hands at his doorstep with bhukti, dharma, artha, kama. They are all waiting to serve the devotees. But the devotee says, no, no, I don't want you. Because the devotee is attracted to the Kishore form of the Lord, which is very, very attractive. That's when the gopis and the brajavasis saw Krishna in Kurukshetra. That time Krishna had come from Dwaraka with his entourage, with his associates. And he was in Rajavesa, in kingly dress, because he was the king of Dwaraka. So Dwaraka's opulence was there. He was with his horses, elephants, armies, and all those paraphernalia with him, kingly paraphernalia. So he was in a Rajavesha. But the gopis, when they saw Krishna in that form, they did not appreciate very much. Because Krishna was wearing crown, a kingly crown, and kingly dress, they did not appreciate this outfit of Krishna. They wanted to see Krishna in his Vrindavan feature, where Krishna uses a turban, uses peacock feather on his forehead, and uses this flower garlands on his neck. And in this way, this Vrindavan Krishna looks very, very beautiful. So the devotees who are in Vrindavan mood, they like to see Krishna in this Kishore form, in his Vrindavan form, which is most attractive form. That's why the gopis, they become very, very attracted to this form. and they forgot everything. They forgot their household activities. They forgot their relatives. They forgot their society. They forgot their reputation. That's why Srila Rupa Goswami warns us, the persons, those who are attracted to family and friends, Rupa Goswami warns them that don't see this person named Krishna. He is a dangerous person. Why? Smerang bhangi traya parichitam sachi vistirna drishti. This dangerous person Krishna, when he is standing in his threefold bending form and he is smiling at you, smerang bhangi traya parichitam sachi vistirna drishti, he is smiling and through his eyes he is putting his sidelong glances towards the gopis, which is very attractive. And bansi nesta dhara kishalayam, and he is holding a flute on his adhara, means lips. He is holding a flute on his lips. Bansi nesta dhara kishalayam ujjalam chandrakena, and his hands are like navakishalaya, means newly grown leaves, very soft arms, soft hands. So he is holding the flute with his soft hands, putting on his leaves. And what is the time? That is a moonlit night. In a moonlit night, when whole Vrindavan is lighted by the moonlight, this dangerous person is standing there in this way, holding a flute with his hands, and he's smiling. And then what he's doing, and what is his name? Govindakhyam. His name is Govinda, who gives pleasure to the senses, who gives pleasure to the cows. And where is he standing? Kesi Tirtho Upakanthe. And he's standing at Kesi Tirtha, near the bank of Yamuna. And when he's standing in this way at the bank of Yamuna, then Ma Prakshishta Tavajadi Sakhe Bandhu Sange Astiranga. My dear friend, if you want to enjoy with your family and friends, then don't look towards this dangerous person. Rupa Goswami warns those people. And why? Because if you look towards this person, then what will happen? You will be attracted towards him. He will attract you. And if you will be attracted to this person, Krishna, then what will happen? You will lose your family and friends, who are very dear to you and who you want to enjoy with them. You will lose them, like the gopis lost. The gopis lost their family and friends because they become attracted to this person, Krishna. So if you will be also attracted to him, then you will also lose your family and friends. So indirectly, Rupa Goswami is actually glorifying Krishna, that he is so attractive, his Kishora form is so attractive, that anyone who will be attracted once to this form, he will never be attracted to any other form in this material world. So here Lord Shiva is trying to see that beautiful form of Krishna. So he says, Snigdha Prabhud Ghanashyamam Sarva Sandarja Sangraham. So in this prayer, Lord Shiva says that the Lord's form is Snigdha. Snigdha Prabhud Ghanashyamam. So the Lord's form is Snigdha, means Snigdha has three types of meanings. Snigdha has one meaning, means very affectionate. And that this Snigdha has another meaning, also that can create affection. And at the same time, this Snigdha also means very glossy. And also Snigdha has another meaning, which is called Hitaisi, means well-wisher. So Snigdha has so many meanings, different meanings. So Lord Shiva is using this word Snigdha for Krishna's beautiful form. That Krishna's form is very beautiful and very affectionate. Krishna is affectionate towards his devotees, and the devotees, by seeing Krishna's beautiful form, they also become very affectionate towards Krishna. They become very attracted to Krishna's form. And since Krishna's form is glossy, that's why it is always glistening. It is very effulgent form, glistening form. And Krishna is also the well-wisher, Hitaisi, of all living entities. That's why he also becomes very attractive to all living entities, like Srila Prabhupada says, Dhira and Adhira. To demons and devotees. Of course, sometimes the demons do not appreciate Krishna's beautiful form, but still, Krishna is also a well-wishing friend for the demons. When he kills the demons can also attain the Brahman effulgence of the Lord, which the jnanis are trying to attain that form, that status, Brahman effulgent status. The demons can very easily get that status by being killed by Krishna. So Krishna is a well-wishing friend for everyone. But this beautiful form of Krishna, how he looks like, na Prabhur Ghanashyamam. Prabhur means rainy season. So we have a good experience of rainy season. Now rainy season is there. So Prabhur Ghanashyamam. So Krishna's beautiful form is just like the rain clouds. We say in the rainy season, when the clouds appear in the sky, the clouds are full of water. That's why it is said ghana. Ghana means clouds. And what is the color of those clouds? Shyamam. It is bluish. So Krishna's form is just like bluish color, just like the rain clouds. And there is another meaning of ghana. Ghana means also deep. So Krishna's color is deeply bluish. It's deeply bluish color. And then this Pravrut Ghana has three different meanings. One is like we take the rain clouds. Rain clouds, what the rain clouds do? It showers rain. So this Prabhurghana has a quality that it showers rain. Rasa Varsi. So rasa can mean also water. The clouds can rain water. Because this water is actually is life. Because unless we get water, we cannot survive. Water is so important in your life. So this rain clouds, they shower rain in this way. They actually do a great benefit to this world. Rasa Varsita. And Krishna, in his beautiful form, he is also showering rasa. Krishna's beautiful form is also showering rasa like rain cloud. And what is that rasa? Means nectar. Krishna's beautiful form is showering nectar. And when we get shower from the rain cloud, what happens? We become very cool. In the scorching heat of the sun, we are suffering. But by getting shower from the clouds, our suffering is mitigated. We become very cool. Our suffering goes away. Then we become very pleased by getting rain shower. So in the same way, this Prabhurghana has another meaning, sarva tapa samakatva, means mitigating all miseries. So when someone will see the beautiful form of Krishna, then what will happen? His material miseries will be mitigated. His miseries will go away. Krishna has another name. He is called Hari. Means who takes away the miseries of this material world. One becomes free from the miseries of this material world. And then Krishna's beautiful form has another implication. That also gives pleasure to the living entities. Like the rain clouds give pleasure to the living entities. After this scorching summer heat, when one gets showers from the rain clouds, then one feels very much pleasure at heart. Because his miseries are gone. The scorching heat is gone. In the same way, when someone's miseries are mitigated by seeing the beautiful form of Krishna, then one gets pleasure. The example is given of Chataka Vard. The Chataka Vard waits for the rain clouds. Because the Chataka birds, they don't drink water of the ponds or any ordinary water. They only drink the water of the rain clouds. That's why the Chataka birds, they always wait and they make sound. When the clouds appear in the sky, they become very anxious and they wait for the rain clouds to shower water, so they can drink that water. So in the same way, the minds of the devotees are always hankering to see the beautiful form of Krishna, by which this the chataka bar of their mind can become satisfied, fully satisfied, like the chataka bars becomes fully satisfied by getting rainwater. In the same way, the chataka bar of the devotee's mind can become fully satisfied by getting the darshan of the beautiful form of the Lord. So, Lord Shiva, says that sarva sandarja sangraham, the Lord's beautiful form, why it is so attractive to everyone and especially to the devotees, because it contains sarva sandarja sangraham. It contains all the beauties of this material world and spiritual world. We see different beautiful things in this material world and we become very attracted to that. Sometimes we see a beautiful object or we see a beautiful person, we become very attracted towards it. But Krishna's beauty contains all the beauties of this material world and the spiritual world. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate. I am the source of everything, both material and spiritual. And everything is emanating from me. So all the beauties of this material world and the spiritual world is actually emanating from the body of Krishna. He is the source of all beauties. That's why sarva sandarja sangraha can also mean that all the beauties of this material and spiritual world, they remain in Krishna. They take shelter of Krishna. And they, in this way, they find perfection of their beauties by taking shelter of Krishna. Then Lord Shiva says, Charvayata Chaturbahu. Charu Ayata Chaturbahu. So Krishna, those who are devotees of Krishna in Dwaraka mood and Vaikuntha mood, they see Krishna in his four-handed form. Though the Brajvasis, they don't want to see Krishna's four-handed form. Even sometimes Krishna show his four-handed form, but he cannot retain his four-handed form in Vrindavan. Once Krishna showed his four-handed form to gopis. But when Radharani came in front of that four-handed form, then automatically Krishna's two hands disappeared. Krishna could not retain those two hands. He manifested in his original two-handed Kishora Murti. So, Charu Ayata. Charu means beautiful. Ayata means Krishna's hands, they extend up to his thigh. Ajanu lambita bhuja. So Krishna's hands are touching his thigh, extended up to the thigh. So Krishna's four hands holding kansal, disc, lotus flower and mace is extending to his thigh, and they are very beautiful to see. And Sujata Ruchirananam. And his face is very beautiful. Ruchira Ananam. Anana means face and Ruchira means beautiful. But Krishna's face is looking beautiful. How is looking beautiful? Na Sujata. Krishna's face is just like Sujata means lotus. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives this meaning of Sujata. Says that Sujata is very beautiful and beautiful like lotus. So lotus is considered very beautiful. And it can have another meaning also. Sujata means taking birth in high parentage, taking birth in high family. So among the flowers, this lotus is considered very beautiful and very attractive. So lotus has also called high parentage, born in high family. And Krishna's form or face is beautiful just like a lotus flower. And this lotus flower is beautiful to look at, like Krishna's face is very beautiful to look at. And then this lotus flower is very pleasing also, pleasing to look at. In the same way, Krishna's beautiful face is also very pleasing to look at. And then lotus has another characteristic, cooling. Like lotus flower is very cooling in nature or characteristic, Krishna's beautiful face is also very cooling in nature. So in this way, Krishna's face is very beautiful, just like a lotus flower. And at the same time, Padma Kosa Palasakshyam. And Krishna's Akhya means eyes. The eyes are very beautiful, just like Padma Kosa Palasa. Padma Kosa means the middle of the lotus. In the middle of the lotus, Kosa means middle. Padma Kosa, middle of the lotus, there is Palasa, means leaves. So in the middle of the lotus flower, there are these very, very soft leaves, which are reddish in color and looks very beautiful. So Krishna's eyes are just like very beautiful lotus petals. Reddish lotus petals, they look very beautiful. Sundara Bhru, and his eyebrows are also very beautiful eyebrows Krishna has. Sometimes we try to make our eyebrows beautiful. That's why we put some cosmetics. So the eyebrows will look very beautiful. But Krishna's eyebrows are naturally very beautiful. They don't need any cosmetics. Su-nasikam. And Krishna's nose is raised nose. Raised nose are very beautiful to look at. So Krishna's nose are raised nose, which looks very beautiful. Not pressed nose. Sometimes people have pressed nose, which does not look very beautiful. So su-nasikam, su-dijam. And when Krishna smiles, Then we see his beautiful teeth. And the Krishna's teeth are very beautiful. They are whitish in color and very glistening. And then they look like the seed of the pomegranate. Around the teeth there are some reddish colors. So they look like pomegranate seeds. Very beautiful and very nicely built. So Kapola. And Krishna's, already Krishna's face has been described. Kapola actually means the cheeks. Two cheeks of Krishna, they are very, very beautiful. They are so kapola, they are so glistening. Krishna's cheeks are so glistening. When Krishna wears this Makara Kundala in his 2 ears, they fall up to the cheeks and they dazzle in Krishna's cheeks and they look very beautiful. Samakarna Vibhushanam. And Krishna's eyes, Krishna's ears, they are also sama. They are equally built and they also wear this kundala vibhushana. They look very beautiful in that form. Other descriptions will come in next verses, other verses. So whole Krishna's bodily description is there to meditate upon. How one should meditate on Krishna's beautiful form and in this way become attracted to Krishna's beautiful form, by which he will never be attracted to any other form in this material world. And when one is attracted to Krishna's such beautiful form, then only his life becomes successful. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments? Already we are late. Or questions? Okay, Mataji. Someone can give the microphone. Okay, chant Hare Krishna. Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.